Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednji gost nam je zelo znana in se že večkrat oglasila letos na naši oddaji, na drugi strani telefonske linije, je tajnica slovenskega društva Sidney, ki nam bo povedala več o novostih v zvezi z letnim očnim zborom, ki bo naslednjo nedeljo, 13. decembra. Najprej pa seveda lepo pozdravljeni na slovenski oddaji radi SBS, Olga Lah.
Najtoplejši pozdrav tebi, Tanja, in tudi poslušalcem. In hvala za priložnost, da se danes pogovorim z vami. My warmest regards to you, Tanya, and your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you again today.
As I mentioned, next week, next Sunday, on the 13th of December, the Slovenia Association Sydney will have their annual general meeting. All the members received a letter recently that there are changes to the appointments of the new committee and the process. Why has this come about?
This is a great opportunity to speak to the members of Slovensko Društvo and friends about the coming AGM. At this AGM, we will not be making any important decisions about the future of the club. And this is because we are still defending the club's interest in the court case that I mentioned previously that was started by the tenant Carmine Labozzetta. But this AGM is very important because it will give members a chance to vote for the leadership team or the committee for the coming year. Tanya, in the past and for decades, the Slovensko Društvo committee was always made up of 12 members. But this year, we have been really inflexibly asked to reduce that number to a maximum of only 9 members. In fact, all clubs must reduce their committee sizes to the 9. Slovensko Društvo now has to comply with these new regulations of the Registered Clubs Act. Therefore, this year, members will be asked to vote on candidates for 4 executive positions and 5 ordinary committee positions. Tanya, maybe this is a great opportunity for me to just let people know who our current committee members are. Since March, we've been led by a knowledgeable and committed president, Anthony Tomagin. Many of you know him and know of his qualities and talents. The current committee has worked extremely hard researching and putting together a legal defence for the club. I would like to describe this current committee as an A-team, if you like. As well as an outstanding president in Anthony Tomagin, we have Mark Stadiha, who also is probably very well known to you. He is our treasurer, and he has exceptional skills in research and compiling information. I've never seen someone work as hard as Mark has worked this year, and he's an expert at saving the club's money. We are in good hands, in his hands. Then, of course, we have Jorge Lach, my husband, who is vice president. Now, he was a previous president in the 90s, very successful years for the club, and his experience provides valuable guidance. Lynn Pushignac is also on the committee. Now, she has excellent administrative skills for the day-to-day running of the club. I'm also on the committee as secretary, Olga Lach. I would like to also highlight Alfred Brezhnik, who is on the committee. He is a founding member of the club, whose balanced and considered views we all respect and views that guide us. Then we have tireless workers like Tanya Resnik, Zora Johnson, Helena Geric, who have jumped in and helped at every opportunity. We also have many people who have been helping us who are not in the committee. For example, I would like to acknowledge Mimi de Roy, who although she's not this year on the committee, she's been very helpful with her in-depth knowledge of property and leasing. What would we do without Erika Žižek, who assists us with all the memberships? We have Vlado Cech, Mario Cesa, Ivan Geric, and you, Tanya, who have all volunteered at our functions. Our members need to know that we owe these volunteers a great deal, and we are very appreciative of them.
What do members need to know now before next week's meeting? Because it's told that in the letter also that we'll be receiving ballot papers.
Exactly, Tanya. Look, in the coming days, all the full and financial members of Slovensko Društvo will receive what I can only describe as a rather thick envelope that contains very important information. As well as important information for you to read, which includes a message from the President, the envelope will also contain two voting ballot pages where you will be able to vote for the positions that are being contested. Look, we want you to read that information carefully, vote carefully, make wise choices. In terms of the process, when you get this, make your votes, then take those two pages and put them in a plain envelope that is unmarked. Don't write anything on that envelope. Put that envelope inside the envelope that you will receive in your mail out. That envelope's already addressed to the club. On the back of that outside envelope, please print clearly your name, your address and your membership number, because that will allow us to mark off who has voted. The inside envelope is only opened by the returning officers and it ensures confidentiality. Tanya, can I just stress that we need to have these votes returned in that provided envelope by midday on Saturday the 12th of December. This is the day before the AGM. Now, we all know, I certainly do, that our postal deliveries can create a lot of problems. One member might receive their package a day after it's mailed, and I've heard of others who didn't receive it for 5-6 days later. Now, that's a problem. So we've tried to sort that problem by providing the possibility of members hand-delivering their vote, their envelopes, to a returning officer on the Saturday before the AGM, that's the 12th. We will be open between 10 o'clock in the morning and midday, and you can hand-deliver your votes to the returning officer. Now, the returning officer is Father Darko Žnidaršić, and we are grateful to him for taking on that role, and he will be assisted by Mihela Šušteršić and Marta Magena. Thank you also to those ladies. However, Tanya, because we want to ensure that everyone has a chance to register their vote, we will accept a member's envelope with a vote on the day of the AGM as long as it is handed in before the AGM and it belongs to the person who is attending the meeting. We're trying to make the process as fair and honest as possible, and we hope we've achieved that.
Looks like we have some obviously important work to do next week to make sure that happens and everything's ready for the AGM.
Look, the votes will actually be counted on the 12th, on the Saturday. So anything that comes on the Sunday is additional. So we're hoping that the overwhelming majority will get the votes in by midday on the Saturday.
Olga, hvala za današnji pogovor o spremembah postopka za letni občni zbor pri Slovenskem društvu Sidni naslednjo nedeljo, da se vidimo tisto nedeljo, ko bomo izvedli, kdo so novi člani odpornega odbora za naslednje leto.
Hvala, Tanja. Želim tebi in poslušalcem lep dan.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.